Today, the long-discussed idea of a national intelligence director became reality. Nearly 7 months after the 9/11 Commission called for the position, and 2 months after Congress created it, President Bush has named his choice to fill it. He's picked John Negroponte, a career diplomat who's currently Washington's ambassador to Baghdad. The intelligence job involves overseeing all 15 U.S. spy agencies and serving as the president's chief advisor and daily briefer on intelligence matters. And so far, it looks like Negroponte will have no trouble being confirmed by the Senate. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
John Negroponte is a surprise pick for the job. Even close friends say they were startled by the announcement this morning. One reason, Negroponte has only been in Iraq since June, and many expected him to stay longer than 8 months. But President Bush today said Negroponte's experience in Baghdad will serve him well in his new role.
His service in Iraq during these past few historic months has given him something that will prove an incalculable advantage for an intelligence chief, an unvarnished and up-close look at a deadly enemy.
In moving from Baghdad to the intelligence job, Negroponte would be leaping from one enormously difficult task to another, a point he acknowledged today in his remarks at the White House.
I appreciate your confidence in choosing me for what will no doubt be the most challenging assignment I have undertaken in more than 40 years of government service.
Those 40 years of service have included ambassadorships in the Philippines, Mexico, and Honduras. Negroponte, who's 65, served as the top U.S. diplomat at the United Nations from 2001 until last spring. But Richard Falkenrath, a senior White House security official until last year, sees a glaring hole in that resume.
He has no background in managing intelligence agencies, none whatsoever. He's been a consumer of intelligence his whole career, and so he'll know good product from bad product. But he is not a veteran of the vicious internal war that goes on in the intelligence community.
Not surprisingly, Negroponte's supporters have a different take.
I think John Negroponte can hold his own anywhere.
That's Phyllis Oakley. She spent a quarter century in the U.S. Foreign Service, including a stint as the State Department's most senior intelligence official. She and her husband are old friends of Negroponte's. She met him in Paris in the 1960s when he used to come over for dinner and play with their kids. She argues Negroponte knows plenty about intelligence from his days as a national security advisor to the president's father. And she says he's more than ready for the turf battles ahead.
I think that there are going to be real questions over whose authority is uppermost to do what. But John doesn't need to worry about ego or future or, you know, anything that he's going to do. He is so well established that that's just not a problem. So I think in that sense, he's going to be very free to do what he thinks best.
The nastiest turf battle ahead could be between the new intelligence chief and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The Pentagon jealously guards control over large parts of the intelligence budget and over some of the biggest spy agencies, such as the National Security Agency. But today, President Bush said he doesn't expect to see much bickering.
I know that's how the press sometimes likes to play discussions inside the White House, you know, X versus Y, and, you know, butting of heads and sharp elbows. Generally, it works a little more civilly than that. People make their case. There's a discussion. But ultimately, John will make the decisions on the budget.
So far, Negroponte appears to be emerging as a popular, if unexpected, nominee for the job. The leaders of the 9/11 Commission, Thomas Kane and Lee Hamilton, say they back him. CIA Director Porter Goss has issued a statement saying he holds Negroponte in the highest regard. And, crucially, the leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which will run his confirmation hearings, also seem to be on board. Democrat Jay Rockefeller today called Negroponte a very sound choice, and Republican Pat Roberts praised what he called John Negroponte's outstanding record and said he'll hold hearings as soon as possible. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.